All this help.
You're welcome.
Very helpful. Case number 12297, Jason Lambros, seeking a special use exception for a garage studio apartment and a variance from the maximum square footage for a garage studio apartment for a proposed structure. Sections of the code 115.4, 115.23, and 115-210. The property is located on the west side of Central Avenue, approximately 945 feet north of Substation Road. The address is 33476 Central Avenue, Frankfurt. The zoning is AR1, agricultural residential, tax parcel 134, map 16, parcel 35.02. And I would like to make a note that we had discussed with the applicant, and I don't think he'll be seeking the variance tonight.
Very well.
So just the special use exception for the garage studio apartment?
For our conversation, yeah.
Okay. Good evening, can you state your name and address for the?
Jason Lambros, 33476 Central Avenue, Frankfurt, Delaware, 19945.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Your request is for a special use exception, and that's for a garage studio apartment, and the only thing that you need to convince us of is that it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring or adjacent properties.
Okay. I came in and redid my statement, and basically I'm pretty far off the road. My neighbors are hundreds of feet away from me. I'm in an extremely wooded lot, and I'm on Central Avenue. I don't know if you know Central Avenue. It's a very busy road, so I don't think that will impact anybody traffic-wise that nature. So,
how many square feet?
The apartment? The apartment's 800.
Okay. And that's for a rental?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's this whole building, correct?
What, I'm sorry, what building are you looking at?
This drawing that you submitted?
Yes. Yep.
Now, okay, and that's 800 square feet, first and second floor?
That's 800 square feet bottom, 400 second. So there's one upstairs and there's one downstairs. When we spoke, they're separate. It's not all one unit. They're actually two units.
No, that's not legal. Right. You can only have 800 square feet total.
Okay.
And only one.
And I'm only allowed to have one. What can, I can just use the other one for family members and stuff like that. I don't necessarily have to rent it.
No, period.
No.
What do you mean?
Well, you're allowed, external to your home, you're allowed 800 square feet as an apartment or...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's all.
Okay.
Is this an existing structure?
Yes, it was.
When was it built?
I have no clue. I bought the house 3 years ago.
And it was already there?
Yes, ma'am. And it already had a working apartment up top. It had plumbing and everything there already.
Illegally.
That I can't tell you, but probably.
If it did, it was illegal.
It doesn't sound like they went for any variances or anything.
No.
So I'm trying to do everything,
sure. You
know, by the book. So.
Yep. You can have, it doesn't matter, the footprint.
Okay.
It's square feet of a living space.
Okay.
So, just so you're aware of that. Okay, and you don't feel that it will substantially affect adversely the uses in neighboring and adjacent properties?
Not at all.
Okay. All right. Is that partially because it has been in the past?
Well, it's already been there. So, I mean, it's a, you know, I went 16 feet this way, so, and back. So
you've added on to it?
Yes.
Already? So you did this, now you're asking for forgiveness?
No, I don't think I am asking for forgiveness. I was led to believe that I could build it, and the only thing that the special use thing was for was to put a working kitchen in it.
Who led you to believe that?
The people in the permit office. I talked to.
Did you get a building permit?
Yes.
I think what he's saying is that he added on the building. It was not used as a, correct me if I'm wrong, you weren't using it as an apartment. Is that correct?
No. I mean, I'm still in the process of building it. I'm sorry. So, I mean, right now, it's up in the air, I guess.
But it had been used as an apartment?
Yes.
You stripped it out?
Yeah.
When you purchased it, did you use it for an apartment?
When I stuck my family members and stuff like that in it. I didn't use it as an apartment or make any money off of it yet. That's very small. It was 200 square feet at that point. So it was a room with a bathroom.
So it wasn't already there?
It was already there.
200 square feet.
So it was a two-story already downstairs. I used for, you know, just my normal lawn and garden stuff. And then upstairs was the studio apartment, I guess you would call it at that point.
Gotcha.
I did not use it as an apartment, but that's the ideal of all this came from, was it would be nice to have a little bit of extra money flow.
Permit's been confirmed?
I believe that's how we first became aware of this, when the permit came in for
gotcha.
The current works. As for the original permit, I would assume it was applied for on the basis of a residential detached garage.
I think the issue there becomes the kitchen facilities.
Sure.
So, if I may, when you're using it with the bottom, where I think you said you're using it for storage for like lawn equipment and that
yes.
sort of thing, and then the upstairs you would have people stay there. There was no cooking facilities in there, correct?
No, there was a cooking facility in there at that point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it had 100-amp service out there and everything. I mean, as far as I knew, it was legal. But
okay.
I mean, like I said, it had plumbing and oven and stove and everything like that. So now it's basically two apartments. But the bottom floor is 800 square feet, and I believe that's my maximum that I can do. So if I just use that one and have a cooking facility in that one, and then the one upstairs just wouldn't have a cooking facility, and I wouldn't rent it.
It's only been in recent years that the county council changed the rules, because it used to be you couldn't have any.
Okay.
And they've recently changed that. And so, you know, knowing that there was needs for it, and we're a retirement area and all those good things, but it seems that, you know, once you give somebody an inch, and I'm not referring to you, but people
no,
just take it for granted.
Of course.
Yep. Okay.
I've worked here in construction almost 20 years now in this area, and I've seen all types of stuff that is, you know, cut up homes and apartments and, you know, four apartments and a house type stuff.
Sure.
So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions from members of the board? There's no questions. Is there anyone here in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman,
I'm sorry, Mr. Sharp.
That's okay. That's all right. First off, you're going to have designated parking space for the occupants?
Yes, my driveway is huge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have adequate sewer or septic capacity for that unit?
We're on sewer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't anticipate any additional traffic noise or emissions that would substantially affect adversely neighboring and adjacent properties?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
And just to be clear, you're looking for the special use exception for the 800 square foot
mm-hmm.
bottom unit, which will have cooking facilities.
Yeah.
But I believe your testimony was that the upstairs portion will have no cooking facilities and be used for guest temporary occupants.
Like a guest house. Yeah.
Yeah, like family came to
yep.
visit. Okay. All right. Very good. I just want to make sure I understood that
okay.
proposal correctly. Thank you.
Yeah.
So there's no cooking upstairs, right?
If that's what is required, then yeah.
Was it up? Is it some up there now?
It was up there. It is wired for it at this point, but I mean, there's...
So you don't have anything up there now at all?
No, not right now. It's
okay.
just drywall.
Okay.
So I can leave that out and
yep. okay.
do with the bottom unit.
Okay.
Okay.
So anyone here in favor of the application? Or is there anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, chair will entertain a motion. Usually doesn't take this long.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 12,297.
Very well. Is there a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Ms. McGee.
I'm going to vote no, because I believe it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, because they are all single family homes with no apartments or studio apartments.
Okay. And Mr. Williamson.
Aye, for the reason stated.
And Made the motion.
I did.
Yeah. Mr. Workman.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, too, for the reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-1, your case is approved.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate your time.